RSVP is online.
ips-dc.org/greatdepressionlessons. That's ips-dc.org/greatdepressionlessons. WPFW is your station for jazz and justice, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hello, I'm David Whetstone, and you're listening to member-supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles, tell them to? You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
People.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell them how you feel.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to the Community Watching Comment Friday edition. And we finally get some sun out here today.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a good weekend.
It's supposed to be a good weekend, you know. So get out there and enjoy it. At the bottom of the hour, we got some promos for you because PFW is involved in some things to make your weekend palatable and entertaining and fun. So you stay right there. And as we do every, you know, Friday, we open our phone lines for you folks to comment on the things that you'd like to comment on. And this morning is no different, okay? That's our question for the morning is, you know, what story would you like to comment on? It's been a, we weren't with you last week. So we've had, it's been 2 weeks of interesting stuff going on out there. And we'd like to hear from you to, because I'm sure you have some comments about some of the stuff that you've been witnessing, some of the stuff you've been hearing. And you know, Chip,
mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, I have to say this because, you know, it's people need to understand what we're up against. You know, at a Michigan rally by Trump.
Yes.
He says he wants to unleash the police. Yeah, we just give them 1 hour so they can be as violent as they want to be.
That's right. Unleash the violence.
Unleash the violence. Like we don't have enough of that already.
Right.
And I tell you, it reminded me of the brown shirts in Nazi Germany and how they would run around and intimidate, beat up people, you know, who weren't knuckling under their point of view.
Right. I mean, it's not fascism. It's a
fascism. Exactly. That's what fascism is, folks. he's talking openly about unleashing the police. Like they need unleashing, right? That's what I found so extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the story I'd like to hear you some comment on. But that's not the only thing. Yesterday, Kamala Harris and her campaign were joined by Republicans in Wisconsin to endorse her and her candidacy. And with Liz Cheney, you know, on stage with Kamala. I mean, when you talk about a turn of events, now I know all of our listeners think, remember Dick Cheney.
Right. You mean evil?
Hey, man, you know, the man-sized closet and all that, you know. So, it was an interesting turn of events. But the other story is out there, too. You know, so anyhow, we'd like to know from you guys. We'd like to hear from you. What story would you like to comment on? You know, by calling 202-588-0893. It's community comment time, folks. That's the name of the show. And we want to hear from you. Okay. What story would you like to comment on? And there have been several. You got the missile attacks. You know, you got the escalation of war in the Middle East. It's
VP debate.
Yeah, the VP debate. That was interesting too. And for a variety of reasons. You know, some folks felt that Walsh was a little too friendly to Mr. Vance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who all he did was once again tell lies.
Right.
You know, just lie like a rug, as they say.
Right.
So but anyhow, I'm sure you have your own perspectives out there about these stories and more. So give us a call, 202-588-0893, and become a participant for a community watching comment this morning, okay? I'm Ryan Pinchback, along with Chip Jones, and more importantly, you, the listener. So, Chip.
Yes.
Let's get this party started, man. You heard the stuff about unleashing the police.
The story for me is an ongoing story, and that's that every time Trump says these kind of things, that this race is still close. I mean, I can remember, you know, not too long ago, a candidate saying any one of the things that Trump has said in the last couple of years would have put them out of political running. And it seems like people just don't, well, I should say not just people, but it seems like his support just doesn't care. You know, that there doesn't seem to be a bottom to them. You know, it's just amazing. You know,
it is amazing.
And to hear the VP debate where, you know, people are saying, well, you know, that JD, I think, won the debate. You know, he seemed to have, you know,
he was smoother.
Yeah, he had a grasp. He was smoother. I mean, he told a lot of lies, but it's like, wait a minute. Shouldn't that be the crux of your decision? Is
but he
truth
was a smooth
or lie?
Liar.
Yeah, so it's like, it's like a used car salesman. It's like, you know.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's called, oh, yeah, we guarantee it, you know. It's,
that's right.
Don't worry, you know. It's
only driven by
a lot is yours.
Only driven by a little old lady on Sundays, you know. It's like,
from Pasadena, right?
And it's okay. It's like, yeah. That's the story for me, is how askew people's views of what matters now when choosing someone who represents you. You know, it's like, it seems that it is. It's a win at all costs. As long as you're on my team, I don't care what you do. We've lost the guardrails, you know?
And speaking of guardrails, major newspapers, major media outlets are warning about Trump's retribution campaign. And let me just say this, and then we're going to go to the phones. 202-580-8893, community watching comment. It was Vance, JD, who said that Trump was America's Hitler.
Right.
He said that. Okay. And now we have him, now we have Trump going to Michigan, standing in front of folks, talking about, well, yeah, what we need to do is unleash the police. Just let them have a day of violence.
Right.
A day of violence. Like you're gonna put that genie back in the bottle once they start?
Well, it's the movie The Purge, isn't it? I mean, it's
okay. All right, let's get to those phones. I'm sure you folks got your own perspectives on this, and that's what we want to hear from. So the number is 202-588-0893. You're in tune to 89.3 WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Is that me?
Hello, Carl. That's you?
Yes, hi. Hi, I'm calling because I want to discuss what I heard a couple of weeks ago on community comment that I couldn't believe what I heard when the caller called in. And you all, said that the last caller said was hyperbolic. And I couldn't disagree more. You say as long that, the other team is guilty because they, as long as you're on my team, I don't care what you do. Well, you all are guilty of that too, and everybody that supports the Democratic Party as well as the Republican, both are guilty of the same thing. You are supporting a candidate and a Democratic Party that's committing genocide, that's complicit in genocide, that's complicit in supporting an apartheid government. And just to give you an example, you say that there is historic differences between the two candidates, and that a long time ago that would have disqualified a candidate. That is absolutely not true. Both Democratic and Republican parties have been race baiting or dog whistling or whatever you call it in order for them to advance their political career. And just as an example, I just wrote some of it down, like Nixon, the law and order. You talk about Reagan with the welfare queens, and when he started his campaign where the three students were lynched. You got Bush with Willie Horton. You got Bill Clinton when he called out Sister Soulja in front of Jesse Jackson, and the welfare reform, which sent some mothers into prostitution in order for them to feed their family, knowing that welfare was seen to be connected to African American mothers. You got Obama when he lectured on black men and Reverend Wright and what he did to Reverend Wright and Shirley Sherrod. You got Hillary Clinton, who was friends with Donald Trump. She went to his wedding. Her daughter's friends with his daughter. She called us super predators. And you have people like Jesse Helms, who had that racist ad when he was running against Gantt, and they asked Michael Jordan to help him. This is the reason why I don't support Michael Jordan today. And he made that famous comment about Republicans buy tennis shoes too. And and you got Hogan recently, who whenever he wants his approval ratings to increase, he talks about Baltimore. And then you invoked Malcolm X, and I had already said to you before about Malcolm X's quote that just because if you have a knife in your back, just because someone pulls it out just an inch doesn't mean that you still don't have a knife in your back. And now they're still going after Haiti. So what I want to say to everybody is, if we can't stop this, we can stop this. Bethlehem canceled Christmas. So should we. We should not be putting our money into this machine that's committing genocide. I mean, I don't see how Trump is any different than the rest of these candidates who actually won by doing what Trump is doing. He's just taking the same old page, doing the same old thing that all the other candidates have done in order to advance their political careers.
This is what WPFW sounds like without volunteers. This is what WPFW sounds like with volunteers.
Right here.
Help WPFW Better World one broadcast at a time by becoming a phone volunteer today. Information and registration at 202-588-0999, extension 1008, or via email at volunteers@wpfw.org. Just say you want to volunteer and leave your name, phone number, and email address. It's that easy. Again, that's 202-588-0999, extension 1008, or volunteers@wpfw.org. Phone volunteering is a critical part of supporting WPFW, your station for jazz and justice.
All right, very good. Okay. All right, we've got a repeating signal here, Mike. So let's
Hello.
Go.
We're back.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Caller, if you're still there, you can finish your comments. Once again, thank you for sharing your opinions and your thoughts. You know, but I must say, you know, when he talks about unleashing the police, you know, we got enough issues right now with the police, okay? And now you want to give them carte blanche, you know, authority to beat up on people and intimidate people, you know, and you know who those people are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are Black folks, brown folks, you know, protesters. There's no perfect solution out there, but that should be a warning to anybody. You know, we're just going to let the police, you know, violently, and he uses the word violently, you know, oppress the folks, the citizens, the citizenry. So, yeah, we should be very concerned about that. And it's not like we're not concerned about the other things.
Right.
But these are the words that come out of his mouth, you know? So, hey, there, that false equivalency. Well, they do it too, right? You know, I ain't heard nobody talking about unloosing and letting the police run amok, you know, to support some candidate. Anyhow, 202-588-0893 is the number to call. Community watching comment. You're on WPFW.
Good afternoon, fellas. This is Rick calling from Germany.
Hey, Rick.
Rick.
Where's your third string?
He's on vacation right now.
That's right.
Taking care of some personal stuff.
Okay. Good day to you, Ron and Chip. I just want to say that if you think you have troubles with the police now, you will have you will have more than Tyree Nichols getting beat down by Black police officers. You know, you will have more than that if Trump is reelected. He's not lying about unleashing the police. He's going to unleash not only racist white cops, but fearful black cops of the black criminal mafia in black America. I believe that the Constitution was suspended in 1994, just a few years after George H.W. Bush opened the door for American war in the Middle East. I believe it was suspended because they knew that they had to face backlash from the Islamic world for going to war in Iraq at that time, and they knew that they had white supremacists, not only in the military, but among the police force. And, fellas, I'm done.
Hmm. All right, Rick, thank you for making your points, man. I'm glad you mentioned about the Islamic perspective on this, because this the Harris campaign is having some real difficulty attracting those voters,
right?
Because
Muslim and Middle Eastern, right?
Yeah, because of what's going on over there, and you know they're either saying, hey, they're going to boycott the election and such, and being, you know, can't blame them. You know, they don't feel represented,
right?
You know, so what can you do?
It's an impossible needle threading for the Harris campaign. You know, you can't serve two masters, and you know, Israel and the Muslim world are definitely two different masters, and that's the problem with that region, is we've never been able to find a middle ground.
202-588-0893. Community watching comment this morning. We're asking you to comment on the story that you'd like to comment on today. Okay? It could be any story. It's no criteria. Give us a call. Share your thoughts. Good morning, Carla. You're on WPFW.
Yes, good morning. My first concern, I mean, we're having these meetings and coalitions and all this about this gun violence and crime. But the first thing the District of Columbia needs to do is stop depending on storefront streetlights to illuminate the city and turn on some power. Because I know that when you go down one major thoroughfare from Silver Spring almost all the way down past Howard University at night, or once it starts to get dark, it's pitch black dark. Now, I don't know too many people that want to commit crimes, that are going to be committing crimes when you have illumination. They have more lighting, and I'm not saying it's not necessary, in some of these malls, on the parking lots, long after the stores are closed. But however, when I actually talk to an African-American police female who works for the District of Columbia, and she even says she's afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if y'all turn up the lights, okay, it would help a lot of this crime from northeast to southeast to northwest to southwest. Turn up the lights. You know how, like, turn up the lights. All right. Do you know how they have all those lights down there by, you know, by National Stadium, and it's illuminated? Or on some of, like, how many criminals are going to be, like, doing their dirty deeds with all that power and all those
good
lights?
Point.
Okay. Before y'all getting into all this policy and a this and a that, so I think it's like, is the city perpetrating it? Because I feel like they are. They're adding to the problem. They're surely not trying to deter it. If you turn up the lights, I believe, I'm not going to say it's going to stop all crime, but I guarantee you it would stop a lot of it. So make it simple. Taxpayers are paying
for electricity. Turn up the lights. And I guarantee, as any city official, or even any of you on PFW, you know, you come into the city like all hours of the morning, people that work, you know, different, you know, morning shows and all this. Tell me if it's not pitch black dark. Down K Street.
All right.
You
right. That's an interesting perspective. The only question I have, though, is that those lights, you know, because there are some neighborhoods that are lit up just that way. You know, with the mercury vapor stuff, lights or whatever, that orange glow. I mean, you can see it when you're driving into the city. All of a sudden, the sky turns orange because of those lights. But they're not in every neighborhood. And the question becomes also, does that become a nuisance? You know, does it? You know, when you have those lights on, you know, 24 hours or you know, 12 hours a day, how can those people sleep? You know, is that a concern? But that's to be debated. That's to be discovered. So,
okay,
we appreciate that perspective. Yes.
Right. Well, can I ask you one question, caller?
Wait a minute. Yes, but one question I want to say is they had these street pole lights already erected.
Right.
Lights were already there. It wasn't presenting a problem for people to sleep. There's a way to do that and make it bright enough. Okay, not to affect people. Just put up some dark shades if it bothers you.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? How do you feel about crime in the city itself?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not 100% happy at all. I am not pleased with it. But I know if you turned up some lights, you know, a lot of things, I believe, would change. People.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. When you say change, you're
change.
Your intimation is that crime is bad in the district.
I'm ending up saying that the fact is that when you have in certain communities on every other corner, you have a police there. And you have darkness, why are they there? For the prevention. But these same communities where every other corner there's a police with at night with, you know, his red and blue lights on, why don't they have adequate lighting?
Illuminate the city, huh?
Right.
All right.
No, I'm just trying to get to the point of asking, because crime in the district is actually down. So your violent crime is down a third. It's 33%. And in fact, countrywide crime is down, but this is one of the talking points of one of the parties, is this idea that there's rampant crime in the U.S. And it invokes a fear, you know, and they tie it to immigration. But the numbers don't support that. Yet in people's minds, crime is, it seems like people feel that crime is up, even though the numbers don't support it. So that's, I mean, I do think we need to always be vigilant on crime, but it seems like we are making strides in reducing crime, but no one acknowledges that.
Well, that's hard. It's hard to acknowledge because it's inconsistent. And I'll say this also, that, you know, she's raising the point about her own personal safety. You know, she's not talking about the whole kit and caboodle, but she's saying she's not feeling safe because the places are dark. She doesn't understand why they can't just turn on the lights, you know, or turn up the lights, or create, you know, an atmosphere where crime is less likely to happen, and that also mitigates crime. And that's her point, that she believes it mitigates crime. And you know, and if the crime rate is going down, you know, and people aren't being victimized as much, then you know, in her opinion, I assume that she feels that this would help.
Right. So, right. But that's sort of what I'm getting to, Ron, is that when
I got you.
When people push back to certain people about, well, the crime rate is going down, the line from a certain party is, well, we know the numbers are going down, but our constituents feel that crime is up, and so that's what we
What they're going to focus on.
Focus on, right. So it's like, rather than be truthful about what's going on, they feed on the fear. And so that's the thing I always wonder about.
I don't know. You know, you don't have to wonder. You know what it is.
I know.
All right, 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. Listen, before we continue, we got some information for you. Because once again, PFW is involved in quite a bit of stuff in the community. So we're going to take a quick pause. We got some promos we want to run for you, and then we're going to come back with your comments, okay? So, Mike, let's play those promos, and then we'll be back in a minute, folks. So just stay with us, okay?
Hi, this is Miyuki Williams.
And I'm Robin Holden. This is Reggae Music and the Reggae Experience present a WPFW fundraising concert featuring Image Band, Curlew Reggae All-Stars Band, Lady Flame, and Carl Malcolm.
On Saturday, October 5th, 7 p.m. until midnight at King Solomon Lodge, 2245 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast.
Tickets available at Eventbrite by searching WPFW.
All proceeds to benefit WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
On Sunday, October 6th, 9 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents De Colores, celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. Our beloved Sunday programmers will explore the rich musical palette of Latinx artists, from the strings of Villa Lobos to Salsera Graciela, to the Cuban jazz and electronic sounds of Omar Sosa. That De Colores, celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month on WPFW. Building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
All right. So that's going to happen. The reggae concert is Saturday. The programming for celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, that's going to be from 9 a.m. until, from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. on Sunday, with your favorite Sunday programmers acknowledging that vast cultural expanse out there called Hispanic Heritage Month. And also tonight, WPFW and is proud to invite you guys to the tribute to Buck Hill. That's going to be tonight at Westminster Church from 6 until 9 p.m. This Jazz Night DC presents a tribute to Buck Hill, led by bassist Chaney Thomas, featuring saxophonist Antonio Parker. And you know where Westminster is. You know, your jazz heads out there. So, Buck Hill was a very, very important piece of the WPFW history. So if you want to go out there and enjoy some great music and some camaraderie with folks that knew him, come on out. That's tonight, right, at Westminster, all right, from 6 until 9 p.m. And we got Michael Thomas on trumpet, John Osmond, Jay Jefferson. It's going to be a swinging night.
It's gonna be the thing.
Y'all can have a swinging start your week on your weekend off swinging at Westminster, right? With a tribute to Buck Hill. All right. 202-580-0893. We got some people waiting to get in, so we're gonna go ahead and go right to our calls. Welcome, Paula. You're in tune to WPFW, and welcome to the show.
Hello, caller. Okay.
Yes, sir. No problem. Caller, you on WPFW. Welcome.
Leashes are for dogs, and this on your show this morning is the first time I heard what he said, you know, and I haven't heard the audio clip or whatever, but first thing I thought was that is showing that Donald Trump thinks of the police force as an attack dog, an obedient attack dog that he can release. And whether he meant to say that or it's a Freudian slip.
He meant to say that.
That's his worldview. Everyone is on the leash for him. You know, he sees everyone as a tool for himself.
Yeah, or the master. You know, the master's dog eating scraps from the table. But either way, you know, there's a lot of good cops out there, and I know a lot of cops support Donald Trump. But that's just something to think about. How what he thinks of the cops is that they're on a leash to be released at his, you know, at his beck and call. But you know, what we need is more good cops, not attack dogs, but real good cops. And there's a lot of them out there. I know cops that they do good things. They make community, you know, they put together organizations for the youth. And there's a lot of really good cops up there. And what really needs to happen with the police is it needs to be infiltrated with decent people from the bottom up. We need to get all the good people, you know, even if they're not interested, just. It's important. We need the good people in the police force. But anyways, because that's a trope, I think, that the cops are the dogs of the ruling class. But that's my comment. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for making it. You know, 202-580-8893. Yeah, let them German shepherds loose. And you know, I must say, it's bad enough that he would say that, but then he also emphasized that he wanted it to be a violent unleashing.
Right.
You know, he wanted it to be a violent unleashing. Just let the police do whatever they want to do. And that's his remedy for crime. Crime will go down. We won't have no more crime.
Right.
You know, just let the just unleash the police, you know.
And again, that trope, as if crime isn't already going down. And that's what I said. Stoking the fear, you know.
Stoking that fear. Throwing that fire in the log. That log in the fire, rather.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Yes, good morning. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Well, I can't complain. Well, I can complain because I'm depressed about the world conditions, but doesn't do any good to complain. I think I've been listening to your calls, and it's very interesting. You started out by asking, by trying to figure out why Trump was not falling behind in the polls. I think it may be that the people answered you, that there is not a whole lot of difference between the parties. We don't get a choice, very much of a choice, anyway, here in the United States. Let's say in terms of Israel, which you talked about, Kamala Harris, what is she doing that would be different? Right now, we are a white colonial power, and like all the other past white colonial powers, we're supporting evil, and we can't do anything about it. We don't have a choice. And why people think that putting a black face on it is going to cause us to go out and vote, I don't know. We have right now, they have turned the police loose. College demonstrators who are peaceful. Set upon by people while the police look, and then that's not enough. Even because I think that may be the reason why the mayor of New York has been indicted, because he didn't jump to people who said you were supposed to sick them on them. He didn't jump fast enough for them, and so now I think that's because they don't have much of a case against him, and yet. Whatever, you won't get a whole lot of stuff from the media telling you what actually is going on, but I think that is actually going on. We live in a country where they're going to put a black face on white supremacy here in the White House and expect us to get out and vote for this lady and whatever when there's a genocide going on. If you don't understand why the vote is close, because she's messing up the economy. She talks about what are you doing for the economy, and she talked about a housing program. Compare her housing proposal.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with building more houses?
It's weak. Look at DC's housing.
People can't find housing.
Look at DC's housing program. It's twice as good as what she's proposing for the country. Why is that? Why is that? Because she's there to get our vote to housing. They don't care about housing, just like they don't care about their hostages and all the people, Palestinians. They want a particular people to rule in all the world, and that's happening. It's happening here in the United States. If you talk about, oh, it's wrong to have apartheid and a genocide, you're anti-Semitic, which is really ridiculous. But if you talk about it, and they'll sick them on you, and they'll fix your career so you won't advance. Come on, we live in a fascist area right now, and the fact that we don't recognize it is both due to the news media and maybe to Stockholm Syndrome. I don't know, but something needs to be done, and I'm glad.
Dude, but you know what, though? But you know what? See, that's the thing. The mainstream media, they're not going to do that. So I'm glad that our callers, you know, are aware, our listeners are aware of this problem, the fascism problem. But you know, a lot of people don't know what that means. You know, what is fascism? You know, they don't read the history books. They're too busy going to work every day, you know, trying to take care of the family, trying to take care of themselves. You know, so that's a problem. And you know, we hope that, you know, they can get enlightened by callers like yourself to tell them that there are alternative thoughts on these matters. And thank you. Appreciate it. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good. Well, I mean, I was just kind of reflecting on what the last caller said. You know, he started to get to a point, but people are afraid to point to the real boogeyman here. And, I mean, it's becoming really clear who the boogeyman is. And you know, this, I call them Israeli politics that have kind of taken over even Washington, D.C. for a long time. You know, it's been slow, but it's been consistent. And, you know, you see it in full blossom in Palestine right now. That's the same thing that's going on here. You know, that's the same kind of politics that's going on here. So crime is not down. Crime is up. But crime is taking place in the high places. It's not street crime. I mean, this guy may be focusing on street crime, like stealing what, a Twinkie from a corner store. That's the focus. No, the crime is going on in the government. The crime is going on with the federal city council. We talk about the city council, but the city council are puppets. The city council are hired faces. Like the guy was talking about, they're hired black faces, basically, to deal with us, and that includes the mayor. The federal city council, the lawyers, the accountants, those people are the ones that are pulling the strings on how D.C. goes. As far as housing goes, I mean, there's plenty of housing in D.C. We built this housing in D.C. in the 1800s. When I say we, I mean the black community, the black population. We laid out this city. We laid it out. We built the houses, every last one of them, from the top of 16th Street to Potomac Avenue, to the Potomac River. So there's housing here. But the problem was, when we had it, they didn't want print money for us. No, we're not giving you any money. So your house is only worth $40,000, $20,000. It's bad, you know. Now that they're trying to get other people in them, now all of a sudden the house is worth $900,000. Well, basically, you're saying, we're going to give these new people, these Caucasian people, these AIPAC folks, supporters, we're going to give you this money. So the money that they got the house for, $100,000 or whatever, we're going to give you equity. We're going to give you $900,000 so you can go buy your new electric car and buy your reality. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So everybody else kind of gets left.
Well, affordable housing is what's lacking. You can go downtown and find condominiums.
That word,
you know, you can have your choice.
That
of condos.
Affordable is the crime. You see what I'm saying? The word affordable, that's the crime. because why is the house now all of a sudden worth $900,000? You know, when I was growing up, everybody had a house in Washington, D.C. I had a lawyer on one side, a judge behind me, and a mailman across the street. We all could afford a house. It's about printing money. It's about the people who are controlling the value systems. These are ideas. They can just print money. They print it every day. If you go right over there by the monument, you can smell them printing money. So there's no shortage of printing. there's just a shortage. And it's not about debt, because the debt clock is racing at 1,000 miles an hour. So nobody cares about that. So it has nothing to do with any of that. It's about what people in power have the will to do, what they want to do. They're creating this. They're creating this dark city. They're creating black poverty and homelessness. They want to see that. I'm telling you, the people that are in charge of these departments, the housing department, you see who they are. You find out who they are, and you tell me where the crime is, where if the crime rate is up or down. The crime rate is sky high, and that's my comment.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for making it. Chip, any thoughts about what he said?
I mean, a lot of it's truth. I mean, it is about perception and about policy. I mean, a lot of the problem with unaffordable housing is this, you know, these equity companies that are going in and buying up houses. You know, it's not houses that are being transferred from owner to owner for purpose of living. It's companies buying them from companies for the purpose of keeping people as renters, you know. Renting is in the same model as drug dealing. You know, they get you on the comeback. You got to keep coming back every month and paying that rent, you know.
Exactly.
And you don't have investment in something that's actually going to pay you in the long run. So
something that can be yours. Exactly. Yeah. Look, this is just like the whole leasing thing with cars.
Yeah,
they don't want you to own that property because, you know, you spend 5 years of your time, you pay off the car, you know, but now they'd rather keep you in perpetuity,
right,
you know, in debt, you know.
Yeah. And
you fall for it because you think, oh, well, I can save a few bucks, you know, and, you know, by getting a lease, but nah.
Yeah, at the end of the lease, you have nothing, you know. It's
you have nothing, okay?
They come and take that car back from you.
Come and take it back. All right, 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. What story would you like to comment on this morning? Good morning, caller.
Good morning. That's me?
Yes,
that's you.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. How are you? You know, I can see Americans could not see how much we are totally controlled. Future, no job, especially that I lived in Washington, and I lived for 43 years now. Way back when we had the unions, not anymore unions, which is now we are controlled by this cold technology. Go to any stores now, Giant Food, CVS, Home Depot, you name it. It is technology now, scanning. That means they're denying future of living on this earth, we ourselves. That means people, do you think, because if they vote, who do we vote? We endorse not a vote for our rulers, not for our administrators. What we need is administrating to live on this earth equally with everybody, but not systematically, especially we, the color, are keep eliminating and eliminating and eliminating us. And it's so very, I'm really worried for my grandchildren if I will be lucky to get my great-grandchildren, because to survive here, you know why? I don't think so. Because technology is now replacing us. They don't need us. We have to be eliminated. We have to be controlled. Even our houses. Can you imagine now when it's paid off? It's not yours. It belongs to the bank. That means all this I want you to see, we're not voting. We are endorsing. Even though we think we vote, they're not our administrators. These are our controllers. That's the only thing what I can say. But thank you, WPFW. Since Dr. Ambrose, you know, I've been saying it until now, and I will say it until I'm survived. Believe me, we are totally deceived. We are totally controlled. That's what I can tell you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. You know, that was what the dock strike. I'm glad it's over. Glad they reached some accommodation. But that's what the dock workers were saying. You know, it's too much. You know, you're putting this technology in here, mm-hmm. you know, to eliminate their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, some people say, "Well, what's why that technology do that?" You know, but
right.
Hey, man, you know, hey. That's your but, I mean, that's your
that's the history, isn't it? I mean, I posted a picture on social media a week ago. Do you remember Charles Chips? You remember
Charles Tibbs?
Chips, C-H-I-P-S. Potato chips. It used to be a company called Charles Chips where they would deliver potato chips to your house. These big tins of potato chips.
No, nah, man, I don't remember that, man.
You don't remember that? I can't be that old, older than you.
I would have to go to the store and get me a bag or something, but nah, I didn't want to be delivering no chips.
But it made me think of an earlier time. You know, that we used to get milk and dairy almost daily delivered to our house. You know, groceries delivered to our house.
Look, you can't do that now because people will take your stuff. You know,
the guy would bring it, but we would have people that would pump our gas. You remember that?
Oh yeah, heck yeah.
And
I had a little part time job doing that.
And that went away because of greed. That companies figured out that they could push that work onto their consumers, and they could keep that salary instead of paying people. I mean, it used to be there was money flowing high and low. You had people that were, you know, attendants at gas stations. You had people that delivered.
We got some more callers waiting, so let's go ahead and get to these callers because we're running out of time here. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
But I understand exactly what you're saying. I mean, I think many of us older folks used to have jobs like that.
Right.
Good morning. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Yes, Ron and Chip.
Hello. Man, good morning.
You all have blown my mind. I was sitting here waiting to discuss the world events, and you all, particularly about the crime issue, and the perception of crime, certain kinds of crime, as people have pointed out. One brother said, which is brilliant, yeah, crime is going up because it never stopped. And that is the crime in the suites and in the chambers of the legislation. Right. And it's starting to peel out because we're getting all of these revelations about certain members of the city council. So on one end, maybe the street level crime is going down because of the police doing what they have done historically, which is to be the pit bull for the upper class people. And in my opinion now, it's a matter of perception. Because if you look at the mass media, the only thing that really is on are cop shows, or cop shows about cops, or how they, you know, are so brilliant with their technology, they can take a fiber and match it to, I mean, all this incredible police stuff. So people are always focused on crime that could happen to you. Directly, somebody could knock you in the head, take your wallet, but it didn't, like the woman was saying about the lights. That is very true, and I'm very sensitive to this because I recently had cataract surgery, and now that I have the correction with the cataract, I'm very sensitive to lights, and I travel in the northwest quadrant of the city, and I notice when I'm in certain areas, it's lighter than it is in other areas.
Other areas. Okay, we're running out of time.
Say
this.
But listen, thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing. We'll have to let you go. Folks, before we do go, Thank you very much for your calls, your perspectives. And I want to remind you that tonight at Westminster, tribute to Buck Hill.
Buck Hill, yeah.
And come on out and participate in that. And then tomorrow is the reggae concert. You know, you can go on WPF's website and find out more about that. Get your tickets at Eventbrite. And then on Sunday, from 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., we celebrate the music of Hispanic Heritage Month. So, coming your way, y'all.
Have a good weekend.
Indeed. Tell them to see you, Chip.
You can't go around wondering what.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Christina Onnestad. Republican Liz Cheney, one of Donald Trump's biggest GOP critics, campaigned for Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris Thursday in an effort to sway Republican and swing voters. Their dual appearance creates odd bedfellows as they differ on many policy priorities, from gun control to abortion, but are united against a second Trump presidency. Christopher Martinez reports.
Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris held her rally in Ripon, Wisconsin, the reputed birthplace of the Republican Party. And the other star at her rally was a Republican, former Wyoming Republican Congress member Liz Cheney.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat. But this year, I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Cheney described Trump as petty, vindictive, and cruel, and not fit to lead the nation. She took particular aim at Trump's role in the January 6th Capitol insurrection.
Donald Trump was willing to sacrifice our Capitol to allow law enforcement officers to be beaten and brutalized in his name, and to violate the law and the Constitution in order to seize power for himself. I don't care if you are a Democrat or a Republican or an independent. That is depravity, and we must never become numb to it.
Donald Trump spoke at a rally in Saginaw, Michigan. Trump blasted Harris on issues ranging from immigration and crime to the economy. He highlighted several policy proposals, such as a promise to end sanctuary cities, shrinking the Department of Education. He repeated his promise to begin his presidency with what he calls the largest deportation in our history. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.
Former First Lady Melania Trump has revealed her support for abortion rights ahead of the release of her upcoming memoir. Her position exposes a contrast between her and husband, Republican presidential nominee Trump, on the crucial election issue. Kamala Harris's campaign said in response, quote, sadly for the women across America, Mrs. Trump's husband firmly disagrees with her and is the reason more than one in three American women live under a Trump abortion ban that threatens their health, their freedom, and their lives, unquote. Israel's carried out a series of massive airstrikes overnight in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Strikes have also cut off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria for tens of thousands of people fleeing Israeli bombardments. The strikes also led to the closure of the road being used by Hezbollah to transport military equipment across the border. FSN's reporting the strikes are also targeting the next in line to succeed assassinated Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, Hasham Safia Yadim. Zach Anderson reports from Tel Aviv.
The former deputy that is now believed to have stepped into Nasrallah's former role, a man that was more of an administrator, it was described to me before the targeted attack on Nasrallah, but there's supposed to be a council vote of political leaders within Hezbollah to appoint their new leader. So that has not happened yet, but it's very clear that Israel is just trying to take everywhere of this chain of command and break every link.
The World Health Organization is reporting 28 health workers in Lebanon have been killed in the past day and is calling for a ceasefire. The WHO chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, described a dire situation in treating casualties, with three dozen health facilities closed in southern Lebanon and five hospitals either partly or fully evacuated in Beirut. He said peace is the best medicine. The Biden administration is under criticism over its handling of people seeking to evacuate Lebanon. Michigan Representative Democrat Rashida Tlaib said on social media she had to personally call the State Department and demand they, quote, do their job to ensure a constituent and Marine was put on a flight. But she said he was unable to bring his wife. She said the government's lack of urgency to get Americans out of Lebanon is shameful. Ticket prices are high, with airlines charging up to $8,000 a ticket, according to a letter from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer sent to the State Department urging it to do more to help Americans.